Why We Want Tiny. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California. Why We Want Tiny. Ever thought about that? Why you like tiny? Seems the tinier the better. Starting out with babies. You think babies are just wonderful? Babies are just so cuddly and so precious and so desirable, and then they grow up. But why do we like tiny? Why do we like to have, we like to have a pleasant little room and a small room where we can be cuddly into it. We like to have a small car. You say, well, lots of people like big cars, yeah, but you like a small car and you like it just yours and you like it to have everything in it. You like to have you want a big boom box. Well, not really. You want a small, the new Bose speakers are so special. They're the size of maybe about 8-inch square, 6-inch square, less. And they're such tremendous sound quality that they rival the greatest sound boxes, speakers that you can imagine. And they're really tremendous. And they're making them even smaller and giving out the reverberations, the sound that the larger boxes needed to have to give it out. Now, why do we like tiny? Why do we like tiny? There's a new statement out about the cam cameras here, and it says, testing the tiny cams. These three ultra-compact packs in plenty of megapixels, but can they deliver the giant prints and the great prints? And of course, the answer is yes, they can. They can deliver it exactly according to what they are scheduled to do, because they have programmed within it exactly the details to function and make it go. Now, you look at the bigger cameras and you say, well, now, they're sort of designed to be able to produce the fine quality prints and the bigger prints. And it used to be that way. But you see, we come into a new factor now. And the new factor is, it's not the size of the lens, it's not the size of many other factors, but it's the megapixels, the number of little tiny points on any given area. And the more megapixels that they can pack into the tinier space, the more perfect the pictures can be. Now, the old-timers, and that includes me in a lot of ways, and the old-timers were used to these larger lenses and these larger cameras and the photojournalistic cameras that we use with these big plates and film and what have you, and the wonderful work that was done. That's true. But you see, a lot of care was taken at that time to bring about those results. Today, with the magnificence of this miniaturization, they can bring forth the wonderful things that we brought forth with a lot of labor, with a lot of technical knowledge. Yes. Why do we want tiny? Because tiny is really what it's all about. The day will come when we have a little chip that we can just pop in next to our ear, and it will give us radio. It'll give us sound. It'll give us everything. Now, they have a pair of glasses that you can wear, and with these glasses, you can look at TV, you can look at movies, and what you're looking at, it's as though you're looking at a giant 10-foot screen across the front of your face, and it seems just like you're right in there. And yet it's just this little tiny screen, this little tiny pair of glasses that you're wearing. That's a large pair of glasses from the point of view of a pair of glasses, but tiny compared to the great screen that they represent. Because what they're doing is they're bringing forth to the eyes these very fine pictures, these very fine results, the high megapixels of the photography that's being done. We like tiny because tiny is natural to us. Ooh, how is tiny natural to us? Well, think about it. We come from one cell. We actually come from just a thought. But as we are getting going with our physical body, we come from one cell. We have one egg and one sperm, and it gets together and starts spreading, and each cell can make up any one of the many components of our body. Absolutely fantastic. But it's a tiny, tiny cell. It's so tiny that it's hard for a microscope to even recognize it unless you know what you're looking for. And scientists have been discovering that more and more, the atom within the atom has the power of the universe. Believe it or not, that tiny little atom. And you see, we're recognizing that we don't have to have bigness to have bigness. We can have tininess to have bigness and to have allness. Kind of an interesting concept, isn't it, to play with? That we can have tininess to have allness. What we like and what we want are the tiny things, because they truly represent the ultimate of the isness within our mind. They represent our capacity to delve into things that are so magnificent that it's unbelievable. For instance, if you look at a drop of water through a magnifying glass, in a highly magnified magnifying glass, you will see all sorts of life forms that are moving around in there, and you say, my goodness sakes, this is utterly fantastic. And then they say that our body is filled with non-human forms, like bacterium, to such a degree that actually the substance of our body, the essence and the substance of our body, is almost 90% or better of this foreign matter, not human matter, which we think we are. And each is so tiny. Now, why do we have them there? Why were we structured to have those foreign matter in our body? Why do we have those pieces of matter that are not human in us? Well, each one does a marvelous and a special job. Each one carries out certain activities which allow the infinitely tiny human aspect of ourself to carry out its magnificent work. Now, we think the brain, and we think the lungs and the heart and all these things are so much of a part of the human body, but really they are using all of these other substances, these other matter, and they are using it to carry out their work. When we really get down to it, if we were truly, totally human, that is, totally humanoid, in our thinking, in our being, in our substance, we would find that it would be such a tiny amount of substance, it'd be less than a fingernail. And that less than a fingernail is the essence that runs our entire body. It tells all this bacteria what to do. It tells all this substance what to do. It tells everything what to do. It's so tiny. And even that is large from the comparison of the atom. Yes, we are truly amazing beings. We're truly amazing creatures. And why do we want to be tiny? Well, that's what we really are. We really are infinitely tiny. Infinitely, infinitely tiny. We are the microcosm of the macrocosm, we like to say. But indeed, we are the macrocosm too. Have we the talent, the perception, the ability to perceive? We would say that the infinite creative cause of the universe and all that it is could be, and probably is, in nothing larger than an atom. My goodness sakes, who would ever think such a thing? Ho, ho, ho! The Big Bang Theory people thought that. The Big Bang Theory is the idea that an atom, a lonely little atom in the nothingness was lonely, and so it decided to split and make lots of other little atoms, which became an entire universe, which started expanding, the scientists tell us, 15 billion years ago, and has not stopped expanding yet, because it has an infinity in which to expand. How interesting. How very interesting. That tiny, tiny atom, and you know how tiny an atom is. My goodness, it's so tiny. That atom expanded to the known universe today. Wow. That's tiny, isn't it? So you see, we have a natural penchant to be tiny, to think tiny, to be interested in tiny. And we always will. Because it's just that tiny thought, that tiny first thought that we have not even yet learned to capture. If we could capture our first thought, how wise we would be and how wonderful we'd be. But try that, because it is really quite exciting. To capture that first thought and live that first thought and experience that first thought, that tiny, tiny first thought. Yes, we think the cameras are getting small. We think that the microphone in our cellular phone, which picks up our voices in such beautiful harmony, and yet it is so tiny, it is not like the microphones that were first used in radio. Such changes have taken place. And the day will come when even the microphone will be supplanted with something else. The microphone quite likely will be supplanted with just a thought. And that thought will be that I send my voice to everyone who wants to hear it, and they don't need to have a radio, they don't need to have a tape player, a disc player, they don't need to have a computer or television, and I send me in living color, in living expression of all that I am. It's just like the Harry Potter movies when the newspaper was delivered to his school. They opened up the newspaper, and the people in the pictures in the newspaper would wave to them and talk to them right there while they were reading the newspaper. Now, that's a way out idea, but it's not strange. Because those things are coming to pass, little by little. Little by little, you watch and see. Yes, why we want tiny? Because that's our reality, that's our naturalness, that's who we are. Think about these things. They are mind-joying and boggling and toying, and they are fun. Have fun, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.